The Way of Life. A fresh look at the glorious gospel of Jesus Christ. By Spurgeon, Talmage, Moody, Mills, Chapman, and McNeil. Published by Aniko Press. Narrated by Mark Christensen. Chapter 1. All Things Are Ready. Come. By Charles H. Spurgeon. A certain man made a great supper, and bade many, and sent his servant at supper time to say to them that were bidden, Come, for all things are now ready. And they all with one consent began to make excuse. The first said unto him, I have bought a piece of land, and I must needs go and see it. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have bought 5 yoke of oxen, and I go to prove them. I pray thee have me excused. And another said, I have married a wife, and therefore I cannot come. So that servant came and showed his lord these things. Then the master of the house, being angry, said to his servant, Go out quickly into the streets and lanes of the city, and bring in hither the poor, and the maimed, and the halt, and the blind. The servant said, Lord, it is done as thou hast commanded, and yet there is room. The Lord said unto the servant, Go out into the highways and hedges, and compel them to come in, that my house may be filled. For I say unto you that none of those men which were bidden shall taste of my supper. Luke 14, verses 16 through 24. Come, for all things are now ready. This invitation was first of all made to the Jews, but it seems to me to be especially appropriate to ourselves. It is later in the day than when the Lord was first here, and therefore the supper time is evidently closer at hand. The shadows lengthen, and the sun of the present age is nearing its setting. Since the Lord first sent forth his servants at supper time, its day has been shortened by nearly 2,000 years. The fullness of time for the marriage supper of the Lamb must quickly arrive. If all things could be said to be ready even in our Savior's day, we may say it with still greater emphasis now. For when Jesus delivered this parable, the Holy Spirit was not yet poured out on men. Now, however, Pentecost has passed, and the Spirit of God abides with us to accompany the Word, to fill it with power and bless our souls as we feed upon the truth. Very certainly, then, at this time all things are now ready, and the supper awaits the guests. I ask you not to begin to make excuses, but to be prepared to follow us when we call you to come, to go with us when we seek to bring you in, or, at least, to yield to our pleadings when, with all the sacred intensity of love, we would compel you to come in. Invitation and Argument. There are two things clearly in the text, and these have a close relation to one another. There's a plain invitation, come, and then a forcible argument, for all things are ready. The argument is brought from the divine preparations, gathered from among the excellent food of the royal feast. Scripture, My oxen and my fatlings are killed, and all things are ready. Matthew 22, verse 4. Come to the supper. The readiness of everything on God's part is the reason why people should come and partake of His grace. That is the point upon which we will dwell at this time. The readiness of the feast of mercy is the reason why people should come to it at once. God is never late. It is God's desire to have all things ready, whether for His guests or His creatures. You never find Him to be behind or late in anything. When the guests come, there is not a scramble to get the table arranged and the food prepared, but the Lord has great forethought, and every little point of detail is well arranged. All things are now ready. It was so in creation. God did not create a single blade of grass upon the face of the earth until the...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?